here's a cool thing for the boys, because I got a chick. I'm fucking just chilling, right? There'll be some like
you can suck each other's cocks.
That's cool.
No, there'll be some local like ski lodgy bar type shit that we'll find that we can go to at night.
Well, that's what right. I'm saying.
If they want to fucking,
so if they want to round up some Pennsylvania some fucking, hog,
fucking some mountain whore.
Some lady.
Like, my family grew up on this mountain.
Oh, some lodge lizard.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you guys got a podcast network? Oh, that's awesome. I got fingered by Jay Oakerson once.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Can someone who's a real drummer actually record whatever Lewis is playing and send, like, mimic his exact motions on a drum set?
That's a lot.
And send it to us.
You're asking a lot. I'm
no, afraid. Just mimic exactly what he did and play it for us and send it to us.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast Live. It's your boy, Lewis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, coming at you like Cleopatra in your mama's butt cheeks with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Good morning, buddy. Happy Wednesday.
What's up, kid?
How you doing, man?
Yeah. Two white guests. We're back to the core values of the Real Ass Podcast. White power all day long. I know you're going to say you're Egyptian. I still count you as white, Joe. I still count you as white, my friend.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that.
The great Joe DeRosa is back on the show.
Hey, buddy. Hey, guys. Good to see you both.
And ladies and gentlemen, very happy to have back on the show a regular. You guys fucking know and love this guy. He fucking left his friends for greener pastures.
That's right.
He said, fuck yeah. That.
Stepped on their heads like they were lily pads.
I mean, you should have done it a long time ago, Cameron.
He really did. He dropped.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now call
him. Dropped
him
to hang out with that fucking pig.
Yeah, Mrs. Chris DiStefano. Mike Cannon back on the show, boys.
I like that. Mr. DiStefano.
Ms.
Oh, if you're nasty.
That's cool, man. It was laundry day, huh?
What?
Your merch shirt.
Why do you think it's laundry day?
Well, because it's ill-fitting and wrinkled.
It's ill-fitting?
Yes, like, stand
ill,
up.
Like, ill? Hell yeah, dude. Okay, thank you, bro. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. It is fucking ill. You think this is ill-fitting?
Yeah, when you're standing up, it doesn't do any favors for your midsection.
I'm a fatty right now. It's not ill-fitting, dude.
You're out of breath from that air drumming.
You're ill-shaped.
I do pretty good air drumming, dude.
It wasn't bad.
I played drums.
Yeah, I played drums for real.
I know you do.
Yeah. Well, I used to.
I don't even know if you're that much better than me, Joe. Calm the fuck down, bro. What do you mean? I played drums for real,
no,
too.
I played drums
yeah, test for hits. Real as well. What do you mean for real?
Oh, you did for real?
Yeah.
Where?
Dickhead in the band Salty Black Flower. Oh. Shannon, pull up my old website, HTTP.
Yeah, you don't know this?
Wait, it was called Salty Black
Flower?
Salty
Black Flower. http://listen.to/saltyblackflower.
Was that them at the beginning of the show, the music?
I wish. I wish Salty Black Flower was that good. I can't find the music anymore.
I've never heard a podcast have a like hard rock song open it up.
Hell
that's
yeah,
really
Bobby's.
Fucking badass, dude.
No, yeah. I'm making,
are you being funny?
I'm making a joke. No, every podcast is like, we're here to tell jokes. You know,
we're cool. Every podcast. You're fucking taking shots at me, dude. You know.
No, I was just making jokes about the music.
Like I'm that little bitch you knew back in the day. No. You're just taking some shots at me.
Take it easy. I don't want to go to the Octagon in Vegas. Take it fucking
it's
easy.
It's Flour, right?
I saw, by the way, Vegas.
Shannon, I'm going to hit you right in
is
your
it
fucking
not
face.
Is it not
F-L-O-U-R? If you ever question me again, yes.
You didn't say that. I'm just asking you.
Obviously, it's F-L-O-U-R. What am
I?
It's a
I said obvious.
Salty Black
Flour. It's bringing me to a different. It's bringing me to a different site.
http://listen.to/saltyblackflower.
This is what it's bringing me to.
Dude, you got to pay that hosting fee.
Did we lose our old site? HTTP colon.
First of all, flower, like not the plant.
Like no, the, like black flower. Like, because flower is like, white.
Oh, man, that's badass.
So
that's
so,
cool.
Why salty? Is it an asshole joke?
You know, dude, first of all,
technically
every joke was me.
Joe.
I'm not coming at you. I'm really asking.
You know, Joe, I don't understand what's happening right now, but you're coming at me. Tone it down, Joe.
I swear to God, that wasn't. I'm not. That's not a shot. I was like, are you making like a butthole, like a salty black flower? Sounds like it's a butthole joke.
No, it was.
That makes more sense.
The lead singer of my band, John Hickey, came up with it, and it was actually salty black flower was like a pseudonym.
Oh,
pseudonym.
I wanted that to go for way longer.
A pseudonym. Pseudonym. That's what it was, and it was kind of like Ziggy Stardust. Salty Blackflower was his name. Marilyn Manson was the name of the band, but Salty Blackflower was also like his. That was the idea.
First name was Salty.
He was Salty.
He was. And was Blackflower one word?
Blackflower is one word. It's like
Stardust.
Last name.
Like Salty Blackflower.
Yeah, yeah. Is that you started out Salty Blackflower?
I want you to start opening this show with the song Susudio.
That would be different.
Shannon, put us. I'll give up fucking monetization right now on
how
this
great
fucking
show. How great would it be if Real Ass Podcast opened with Susudio?
Another better idea, Shannon. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Heavy metal version of Susudio. Joe, we're working together now.
All right, fine.
I know it exists, Shannon. Give me a heavy metal version of Susudio.
All right.
Maybe that becomes a new intro song instead of that other fucking riff.
It's a compromise.
I like this.
All right, I like it too.
So let's see. Do we got a heavy metal version of Susudio? And this is not ill-fitting. It makes my shoulders look good, dude.
I think it looks good on you. I don't know why Mike said that.
Mike's being
there's some tough cling in the bottom half.
Yeah, all right, Mr. fucking Chris D. bought my glasses. Fuck you, dude.
These are mine.
Dude, they're fancy fucking glasses with Chris D.
These are Warby Parker.
See, I bought these shitty glasses. See, that's what you get if you work with Louis J. Gomez.
These are from ZennyUp.com. They were $40.
Mine are Zennies. Yeah. Mine were $20.
Boom, bitch.
Zach's includes plastic that's banned in the United States.
Because I sit next to somebody who punches the air 3 days a week, so I need 85 pairs of glasses.
Susudio. Shannon, can you fucking give me a heavy metal version of Susudio?
It's not as easy to find.
It's not that easy to find? Are you out of your mind?
I don't think it exists.
I'm trying.
I bet
there
you.
Has
what
to
is
be a metal
cover. There's
what
a metal
that?
Cover of everything.
What is that? Though?
It's Phil Collins.
Yeah. Or is it Genesis?
No, it's Phil Collins solo. It's off the first solo. I think the first one. It's off No Jacket Required. If that's not the first one, that's the first big one.
Yeah, Phil Collins. You see, the only thing I know about Phil Collins, he was a drummer for Genesis. But did he also sing for Genesis?
He did both.
He's a singing drummer. Nobody else did that.
I saw them live.
It's an asshole move.
Dave Grohl.
He
it's
switches.
A dickhead move. No, but he didn't fucking. Right. He wasn't the singer of a band that was drumming like an asshole. That's infuriating.
I saw them live, and he would like switch. He opened playing drums, and then he would come up and sing, and then he'd go back and play drums.
My
again.
Mom liked him.
Phil Collins?
Yeah.
He's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
He's not attractive.
It's weird. I feel like chicks dug. He bald. By the way, like dad bald at a very early age.
Yeah, like Colin Mochrie bald.
Yeah, like sitcom dad bald in like his 30s.
Yeah.
You know? And still probably crushed ass.
Oh, yeah.
You think he crushed? I guess he probably did.
He kind of looks like the Boston Marathon bomber in that picture.
Was he British?
Just a whimsical.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at him, dude. He looks like he owns a taffy shop.
Oh, there he is. All right, you know what? Young Phil Collins ain't that bad.
Younger Phil Collins definitely has a little more of a. He looks like, dude. He looks like fucking. What's his face? He's the kid
Fisher.
That does. Yeah.
He looks like he sits at a bar and tells you not to go into the moors.
Yeah. Was that? Did he have a hot daughter, Lily Collins? Who was that?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. She's his daughter.
Smoking hot bitch.
Is she Emily in Paris? Is that the show?
I think it might be.
Tyler Dude, Fisher.
I don't think that's her.
Oh, no, that's Tyler Fisher.
Jesus Christ. That looks exactly like him.
Dude, when Tyler shaves off his beard and cuts his hair, he's suddenly like, there's like a good-looking little man in there.
Totally, yeah. And he's perfectly in proportion, which like, he's just a tiny guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No girls want that.
Is
no.
he gay?
No, I don't think so. Is he?
No.
Not that there's a problem with that.
No, he'd
no,
be better suited. Like,
I know he should go to a camp.
I think there's a problem with it. I think he's broken inside, and God is always watching.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it if you're good with bad programming.
Yeah.
And, you know, but No, I thought I saw a clip where he said on stage that he was gay, and he didn't say it like he was joking.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Do gay guys have that? Like, do they also go against short guys, or it doesn't matter because they're not looking to procreate?
I don't know, Joe.
No, twinks. That was very funny. Twinks. No, twinks are huge, and that's right. One of the gay types.
Yeah.
And that's like small, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
A little, yeah. That's like, and I get that because I like a nice fucking tiny bitch, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the gay version of a spinner.
A spinner, yeah, dude. Mm-hmm.
What's a spinner?
A spinner's like a little, in porn, the little tiny, tiny girls.
Oh, like Gage. She was the ultimate spinner.
Who's Gage?
You don't remember Gage?
I remember this. Gage old, was... Yeah, I remember this. Yeah. Old fucking timey fucking... Before porn was like a thing. There was only like 13 porn stars back then.
She was huge. Gage was huge. It was internet years, but it was like when everybody first got... what was it called? ALN? The landlines or whatever. No,
LAN.
LAN yeah. lines. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was when everybody first got the high-speed internet in their houses, like when porn like first cracked, like MILF Hunter and Cum Fiesta and all those sites.
A girl from high school was on Cum Fiesta.
Oh, really?
And so she all... this girl... All right. Girl from high school in Cum Fiesta porn, right? For anybody who listens to Legion of Skanks or has been listening to this... This is the girl that on the My 30 Hits of Acid story is the girl that picked up me to go drive around to find the guy that sold us all the acid after I had lost Dan Doherty. And I was just in the back of her and her boyfriend's car freaking out on like probably 20 hits of acid, just like losing my fucking mind. I'm driving around Rockland County trying to find a guy. Now, when you're on one hit of acid, trying to do anything and like just with any sort of like... You know,
linear yeah. purpose.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Yeah. You're going to get distracted before you get to the door. You're distracted.
You're on six other adventures. Like, you're like,
whoa, dude! Yeah.
Like, let's be honest, Lewis. Accomplishing anything with you in a car.
Yeah, just in general. I don't even got to be on acid.
Regardless of acid or not, is an impossible task.
So yeah, dude. I fucking and I. She was like, where's this guy? This guy's.
Why did you do that?
It was tech. An accident's the wrong way to put it. My buddy Dan. We were in Starbucks in West Nyack. Mm. On the main street, remember that? Where there was another coffee shop right there when Starbucks came in.
Was now both of them are gone.
It was really popular. What the fuck was that? Do you remember? It was like everyone was like, fuck Starbucks. All the Nyack kids were like, no, dude, fuck Starbucks. We go to this one. And that one was still more expensive than Starbucks.
Totally.
It was fucking crazy. But anyway, we were on that corner. We saw this kid and he was like, dude, I got liquid acid. Do you want to buy some? I'll give it you for $3 a hit. And then he was like, he's gave us the dropper and said, go to the bathroom and just take however many hits you want. And then fucking, and then we're animals. So my buddy Dan Doherty just goes and squirts it into his mouth like that. And I was like, fuck that. So then I grabbed it. I squirted it into my mouth. So we gave him back an almost empty dropper. I have no idea. I don't know how much is in a dropper. So yeah. So to give any number of hits, I have no idea. But yeah, so I told this story on Rogan. Uh-huh. And there's a guy... and he calls himself 30 Hits of Acid Guy. And like his claim to fame is he has a story that's very similar. Like a hippie gave him acid and an eyedropper and he accidentally dosed himself with too much.
Yeah.
And he swears that I stole this story from him. So he just makes videos about me all the time calling me a joke thief and fucking... But anyway, the point is that night after I lost Dan Doherty, that girl who was in the Cum Fiesta porn and her boyfriend... They were like, oh, we got to find this guy. Get in the car. And then they drove me around for maybe, I don't even know how long it was, but it was probably maybe 10 minutes before they realized that there's no way I was going to help them find acid. It wasn't happening.
How bad were you freaking out?
Oh, I was like fucking freaking out.
Like panic attack freaking out? Or like
accepting death freaking out, like in a scary way. Like had I been able to, I just remember one of the big takeaways was that like death was the same as life and life is the same as potatoes and potatoes is the same as fucking this conversation and words are the same as feeling, like, you know, the acid shit, the dumb acid thoughts that every fucking idiot
I happen
has.
To agree with everything
I know you do. I know you do. It's all one. Yeah. It's all one. It's
me
just,
too, mostly the potato part.
Yeah, it's it. You know that sound, the boom, that's everything, right? Yes. That is so that sort of is just, it's a very stupid,
it's all vibrations and frequencies.
It's all a stupid idiot teenager on acid idea, right? So, and I can't instill this guy, so that's why I'm speaking his language right now.
This is the only time I've ever felt comfortable on this show.
So, but I remember thinking that death was like beautiful, and like I thought that Dan Doherty died. I was like, oh, he's dead, guaranteed. There's no way he survived this. Because I started thinking, as soon as the word death came in my head, I started like getting fixated on that. And I convinced myself that death was like this crazy experience that I really wanted to experience, because you can never experience it again. And had I had the ability to remember why I was standing up to go jump out a window, I could have gotten there. Had there just been like, if I'd been on the edge of a cliff, I would have jumped unquestionably, because there was no, it wasn't even scary. It was like a fucking,
yeah, it's a release.
It was wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I tripped for like 2 days straight.
Those are interesting moments. Those realizations.
You're being sarcastic?
No, I'm
piece of shit.
God damn it, Lewis. No.
Again.
I'm not.
Kind of sarcasm, dude. I'm opening up my fucking...
Turn it down.
Bring it down a level, bro.
I was really going to share something with you.
Please.
Let's not do this bit the whole show. I want to just talk to you.
No, I like this. This is a fun bit.
All right. Well, the people are going to think you're serious. No,
they don't think they know I'm an idiot. They love it. They're mad that I just told that fucking acid story again for the 40th time. They're furious.
No, the last time.
Second story.
I haven't even fucking looked at the chat. I know they're not fucking happy. All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank FactorMeals.com for supporting today's show. We love Factor Meals. It is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and they can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. They take just 2 minutes, Zach and Miko, and if you have any specific dietary restrictions, they got you covered. Shannon's a vegan. They got vegans covered. I'm doing keto. They have so many options at Factor Meals, you're not even going to know what to do with yourself.
Yep, they have calorie smart meals, they have lunch to go, and like Lewis said, if you're a vegan, if you're vegetarian, if you're carnivore, anything you are, they have got you, and it's easy. It's way easier to eat smart when you don't have to think about it.
Yeah, right now, just go to FactorMeals.com, check out their entire line of products, get signed up for 50% off with the promo code RAP50. Just go to FactorMeals.com/RAP50 and use that code RAP50 for 50% off today. All right, where were we?
The last time I tripped really hard, I said to my friend Crystal, and it made so much sense. We were in my apartment, and I go, there is no inside. It's all outside. We're outside right now. There's just walls around us. We just put outside in between these walls. It made so much. It makes sense to me now as I'm saying.
Of course it does, because it's right.
But here's the thing, it's not a deep thought. It's like what a guy at the gym says, like in the middle of sets. Like he's like taking a break and he's like, yo, you know what? We're kind of outside if you really think about it.
It doesn't have to be deep. It just has to be new.
Your thing wasn't deep. You're talking about potatoes.
I said it was deep, dude.
All right, fine.
I was trying
Fair
to get
enough.
Zach involved.
You know what? Where's my song for you to turn it down?
All right, let's see.
I should play Sue Studio when I want you to turn it down.
Shannon, did you find Sue Studio in a metal version?
No, I didn't.
I'll fucking kill you. Are you kidding
me,
Shannon?
Seems like an overreaction.
Are you kidding me?
Shannon, could I get a Sue Studio snippet?
I have the regular one, yeah.
Can I get it to do this thing to Lewis?
Yeah, let's see.
And I'll wave you when to cut it.
Oh, wait, there's a real long intro here.
Lewis?
Yeah.
Lewis, look at me. Turn it down.
I'm trying to find Sussu Studio. How do you spell
Sussu? This is a lot of fun being
it's
here with you.
It's Sussudio.
How do you spell Sussudio?
It's Sussudio.
Sussudio.
This actually should be the show. Lewis uses a computer. And it's just a
Lewis,
monkey.
There's no metal version of it. I don't know why you think there's definitely a metal version.
Definitely a metal version of Sussudio.
No, there's a metal version of Land of Confusion by Genesis that was done by one of the bands that only Jay Oakerson likes.
No, actually, I love that. I love that. And it's Five Finger Death Punch.
It's not Five Finger Death Punch. It's Incubus.
You're an idiot.
It's that band that did... Who was that?
Disturbed.
Was that?
Disturbed.
Disturbed. Sorry, it's Disturbed.
You're fucking right.
Yeah. Thank you. Hey, Shannon. Sussudio, please. Hey, Sussudio, please.
Damn it.
Hey,
fine.
Lewis. Turn it down.
I did come at you. I did come right at you, Joe.
Did. Don't come at me.
Yeah, I'm not trying to come at you anymore. I apologize. Let's fucking get into our plugs. We're just getting started here. I'm very self-conscious about my shirt now. Everyone's saying it's wrinkled in the chat. Why'd you even point it out? These cocksuckers haven't washed their fucking underwear in 3 weeks. Okay, they're dirty and they're fucking judging me. They're Gas Digital subscribers.
Yeah, they're home on a Wednesday.
I think it looks okay.
Do you think a lot of these people are watching from work right now, or do you think that they're fucking...
I think they're home.
They're watching from home. BSO in the Race to Life Chat says, Lewis, you're looking like dirty laundry. All right.
It just looks like you forgot podcasts also have cameras.
Stephanie Rye says, Downy Wrinkle Spray. Keep it on hand. Rob.
No, she was saying you have Down syndrome. There was a comment. Like, Downy Wrinkle Spray.
Rob Rose says, your shirt sucks, Lewis. A lot of people are at work. Work, 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 work. Benny and the Jet says, I'm at work, you fat faggot. See, they love me. It's really nice. Thank you for all the subscribers. Oh, that probably was for you. You're fat and a faggot.
Yeah.
Let's get our plugs going. Let's plug it up, plug it in. Let me begin. Actually, let Mike Cannon begin. What are you plugging on, baby boy? And don't plug a more popular podcast. It's unnecessary.
Chrissy Chaos out every Monday. Patreon.com/ChrisDComedy. It's all for Chris. January 11th through the 14th, I'm in Tampa, Florida.
How does it feel to plug another man's name and website?
Feels good to plug another
I
man.
Fucking hate
I
it.
Have no problem with that.
God damn it, dude.
I have no problem. January 11th through the 12th, I'll be in Tampa, Florida at the Sunshine Comedy Fest. Bunch of really fun comics down there. If you're watching live, come to some shows. January 25th, I'm in Vegas at the Wise Guys Comedy Club. Then the 26th and the 27th, I'm in Chandler, Arizona, RIP Matthew Perry, at Mic Drop Mania. Four shows, come out to that. And more, be in Austin, Fort Worth, all that stuff. MikeCannonComedy.com.
Yeah, Joe DeRosa.
This Saturday. So if you're listening to the day this is released... outside of the live stream tonight, January 13th, Gramercy Theater.
Sick.
Yeah, I don't know if there's still tickets left. If you're listening to that one, but if you're listening right now, there's some tickets left. So go get them, please. JoeDeRosa.com for tickets. And then next weekend, 19th and 20th, four shows, Comedy Mothership, Austin, Texas.
Nice,
very cool.
And more dates into the new year. JoeDeRosa.com for all tickets. But I want to see you at the Gramercy, and I want to see you at the Mothership first.
Zach Amico.
January 20th, Comedy Dojo in Morris Plains, New Jersey at TIFFS with my buddy Peter Angelo. And then on the 9th, I am in Wisconsin. And on the 10th, I am right outside of Chicago. Check Zach Is Not Funny on Instagram for all the info.
Lots of live dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com this weekend. This Saturday night, I'll be in Emias, Pennsylvania, Emias Theater with Mikey Figgs. And then January 25th or 28th, I'll be in Key West, Comedy Key West with Scott Chaplin. Could be a blast. Lots of other dates coming up. Saratoga Springs, Poughkeepsie, Tampa, Des Moines, Providence, and more. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab those tickets. I keep on adding dates for the Mediocre Tour. Use that hashtag, promote it. Tell people to fucking come out and fucking support that shit. All new material, all dirty as fuck. A lot of crowd work. And you guys are going to fucking love it.
A lot of crowd work. Filling in the gaps. Anytime there's a lull.
Gonna really be fucking put, you know, a lot. It's a big stretch to get to 45 for these first few shows.
You should go iguana hunting with Tom Dustin in
Ooh,
Key West.
That'd be
Have
awesome.
You heard that? He's a,
no.
He has a whole...
I know Tom, though. Tom's the man.
Tom is the man. He did our live pod at Skankfest. He's so fucking funny. But he's like the hired gun to just... murder every iguana down in Key West, Florida.
That sounds
oh,
awesome.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah, should be a blast. Make sure you guys also subscribe to the New Gas Digital. If you're watching this show on YouTube or iTunes or anywhere else, you should know that this show is available uncensored, ad-free, and you can just watch it live, premiere live all every single week, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then the Friday show never comes to YouTube or iTunes. The Friday show is exclusive for subscribers, so you get a whole other episode. There's an exclusive episode of Legion of Skanks that's just for subscribers as well. The New Gas Digital, brand new platform, brand new apps, brand new website. Subscribe, use the promo code RAP, get a 7-day free trial, and give us some feedback. Let us know how you're digging the new app and the new chat and all this other shit. Be a part of the Race Live Chat. They abuse me in real time. You could be a part of these guys. Look, let's see. Why are y'all so obsessed with a wrinkle crinkle shirt? Thank you, Aiden, in the Race Live Chat. Thank you. That's it,
Aiden.
The only people watching it now are the subscribers. Yeah, you're goddamn right. Correct. But this is going to go to YouTube eventually. So
Saturday. I already got the lowdown from Shannon.
Nice, Shannon. I don't even know my own schedule anymore at this point. Shannon, how excited are you for the next Gas Digital retreat?
Trip? I am very excited. I wasn't at first, but now I am.
Why aren't you? Why are you such a bitch?
Because I don't like the cold.
We're doing a ski trip this year instead of the Caribbean.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's way better.
But wait, it's dudes only.
Hey, guys. I was thinking, instead of taking you a place you might never go in your life, we're just going to drive up north 2 hours. And,
Stroudsburg.
Mountain Creek.
It's going to be fucking really cold.
Now, a couple things. Number one, yeah. fucking Frank last year was eaten alive by nauseums, and I understand the plight there. Some people, Shannon just went, fuck Frank.
What are nauseums?
Is that a nauseum? Is that a Jewish insect?
It's a it's a tiny mosquito that you can't really see. They're like, they can like go through like fucking screens. Like they're fucking wild, dude. Yeah. They eat me alive in Florida, specifically in Key West. Last time I was there was during the summer. And I'm fucking praying to God in the wintertime that I don't get eaten alive.
I got
it. It was a problem.
I got it. This is. I'm aware of how dangerous this phrase is about to be, but it's a real thing. I was attacked by chiggers.
No, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
Or they're almost. They're very similar. Very similar.
Yeah.
Having Lewis so eagerly on your side for this doesn't look.
Oh, yeah, there was an episode of this podcast called "You Dirty Chiggers."
Yeah, I got attacked by them in Austin.
I got attacked by them in Harlem.
On my legs. And, dude, I was wearing pants. Actually, DeStefano had a birthday party and there was a pool, and I wore pants to it. And he was like, go in the pool. And I was like, I can't. My legs look
Your chiggers can't swim.
Oh, boy. All right. Yeah. My legs look so disgusting. It's the worst, dude. Yeah, they turn into, like, blotchy.
Welts, they bleed. For 2 weeks, you got to scratch, and they itch.
So bad.
I think the first time I went down to Kim's family's house, she lives, like, they're, like, swamp Puerto Ricans, dude. Mm-hmm. You show up on the fucking, it's, like, cool, and it's fun, but it's, like, and it looks beautiful. It looks like a plantation, like, there's slaves in the fields.
It's the water boy's house.
Dude, Dougie, it is fucking, like, legit. Legit, like it was some backwoods shit, dude. Like we fucking.
You find yourself a husband who played foosball.
But so this year, well, look, we did Jamaica 2 years in a row, and Jamaica was incredible. It's fucking awesome. This year, we said let's fucking do something a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a ski trip. We got a big giant complex.
Where's
in Pennsylvania? We got a. Where's the problem, Pennsylvania?
It's not even to like Denver.
I thought it was gonna be Vermont.
Pennsylvania
minimum. What are you going to a romance lot? Like one of those Pocono palaces?
No. We
rented, I love Pennsylvania. I really do.
A massive complex that has an indoor swimming pool, hot tub, sauna, game room.
How is there not, I'm really asking this.
18 people.
How is there not more interstaff fucking on these trips?
First of all, there's some interstaff fucking. Okay. First of all, there's a baby. Harrington and Alex had one.
There's a baby.
That's
nice. Like, I'm talking like party.
Then I'm not going to say. I will say.
Because there's three girls who work here.
Shannon, I will say nothing, but there is some other inter-office shit happening, and it would blow people's fucking minds. I'm saying nothing.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm saying nothing. There are
any kind of.
There are producers fucking each other here that would blow people's fucking minds. It blew my mind. They don't know that I know, but I know.
Oh,
Shannon
and
Harrington.
By the way, I know they're gonna watch this show, and they know that I know. You should know, motherfuckers. I know what you're doing with your dicks and pussies.
Is Shannon one of the producers?
No,
you're referring to
maybe. No, Shannon's never banged a producer here,
and or anybody else. So
no.
I don't have.
I would know if Shannon's banging somebody.
Yes,
I would know.
Well, I'm saying who you're alluding to is not Shannon.
Well, I would.
Also, what a crazy
I make Shannon,
thing to say.
Shannon gives me her underwear. I have to smell them every day she comes in. So I know.
Shannon walks in, Lewis is like, something different.
Yeah, Shannon, can you take your underwear off right now and let me fucking smell them.
Yeah, you do it like a cop on a Coke bus.
Yeah.
Bye-bye,
disco
dickhead.
Shit.
Yeah. But there's very, because I was going to say, like that, what you're describing in PA sounds very fun and very
it's
awesome.
It's going to be incredible, dude. It might end up being more fucking expensive than we spend to go to Jamaica, to be honest with you. It's not cheap. Probably not. But it's it's just a different thing.
Is anybody allowed to bring, like, can you bring chicks to the party or
no.
something?
It's literally only Gas Digital people.
It has to just be
Believe
staff.
Me, my fucking girlfriend will not stop asking.
Do you do any team building exercises?
A lot of drugs.
Okay.
It's really just everybody doing drugs.
So it's different.
Yeah. In a different environment.
We do. We took the Joey Rose's staff to the stand.
We're doing two things.
Dude, we got to step it up.
So day one, we're going to ski. Day two, we're going to snowboard. The rest of the time, and just going to be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's not like a whole. Skiing is going to be a small portion of it. The rest of it's going to be fucking building a campfire, hanging in the sauna, playing pool, playing games, fucking swimming, just all the shit. And then we do a talent show. We make them all do a talent. It's great.
Okay. All right. Well, cool. That sounds fun.
Do you skate?
Shannon's talent last year, I think, was just letting us touch her tits.
Oh.
Wasn't that it?
I made something I learned on Lamb Chop 100 years ago. I made like a little fish, like talking fish out of dollar bills. And then it turned into something where everyone just like put their dollar bills back into like my boobs.
Yeah.
And I won.
Yeah. Shannon just let us touch her breast meat. Was it 2 years ago? Was it 2 years ago?
It was last year.
Yeah, there was no talent involved. She was just like, hey, my tits.
I have no talent.
She's like, you can put a dollar right there. And then everyone just fucking put their hands in between her tits and just kind
of. That's great. It's the talent of having no boundaries.
Yeah, it was fucking wild. So this is why Shannon, she can never sue us for sexual harassment because she perpetuates the harassment.
Got it, right.
Got it. Yeah.
She created the culture.
She created it.
I feel like I'd be like at the peak on like the second or third night of this, at the peak of some drug, whatever.
Yeah.
Talking to Mike Harrington and being like, bro, you're cool and all, but can we please get some chicks in here?
It is a sausage fest.
Yeah.
But here's a cool thing for the boys, because I got a chick. I'm fucking just chilling, right?
Yeah.
But if they want to, like, there'll be some, like...
You can suck each other's cocks.
That's cool.
No, there'll be some local, like, ski lodgy bar type shit that we'll find that we can go to at night.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
If they want to fucking...
So if they want to round up some Pennsylvania some fucking, hog.
Fucking some mountain whore.
Some lady.
Like, my family grew up on this mountain.
Oh, some lodge lizard.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys got a podcast network? Oh, that's awesome.
I got fingered by Jay Oakerson once.
Dougie, I know for a fact. Tom's gonna bring some pig back to the fucking lodge, and it's gonna be a problem.
He shouldn't be allowed to bring him back to the house.
No,
though.
They can't bring him back to the. It's a pretty cool fucking house, dude. It's badass, dude. It's like.
Sounds awesome. I'm serious, man.
Open cool. floor plan? Because then if he brings him back, you got to just let everybody watch.
Yeah, I don't know the floor plan, but it's pretty fucking badass, dude. Indoor pool. Hot tub, sauna. That's all I need is a fucking sauna, doggy. I'm chilling.
It's like, it sounds like when I went to Norman's bachelor party. It was all dudes and no.
Stop naming parties that you've been to that I'm not invited to. Just stop, Joe.
You were invited to that.
I'm invited to none of these.
You didn't
things.
Get the invitation?
Not a bachelor party, not a Chris D birthday extravaganza.
Well, the Chris D thing was six people around the pool in Staten Island. I mean, it was nothing. You didn't miss anything. Chris tried to beg all of us to drink, and we were like, Chris, you're the only one that didn't drive an hour and a half to get here.
Yeah.
No, but Mark's thing was like that, like where it was like, it's all dudes and it's bonding. And then, you know,
So
I get it. I totally get it.
Oh, shit. I didn't promote. Somebody just said that in the Racist Live chat. I did not promote that. Yes, Skankfest is happening in Vegas, September 27th to 29th. Kickoff party on the 26th. If you guys want to come to the kickoff party, you got to buy tickets in presale. You can't get them any other time. Presale's next Wednesday, January 17th, 2 p.m. Eastern, yocreative.com/skankfest. Grab your tickets quickly. The presale sells out in minutes every fucking year, so don't wait. And we have some really cool shit planned for the pre-party that we've never done before. Really fucking cool. Musical guest is going to be fucking sick. Other shit that we've never done before. So you want to be at the pre-party, trust me. I don't really got to sell out that much. Get the tickets up to January 17th because they will sell out very, very quickly.
I'm going to die at this fucking
thing. Yeah, how are you going to up your...
I don't think I can do a third.
You're not going to come back?
Of course I'm going to come back. I'm saying I don't think I will live through it.
You think you'll die? Yes. Well, you go hard at Skankfest. This is my first year I didn't lose my voice by day two. I had a voice at the end of the festival. I finally have learned how to pace myself. I don't do drugs anymore at Skankfest, really. I did a little bit of ketamine.
Oh.
And a little bit.
But no, and you did other stuff, because I was with you.
Joe, first of all, what if I was lying to people in the world?
We already talked about it publicly. It's already a thing we talked about publicly. Shannon?
Joe, what if I'm lying to my girlfriend and I didn't want her to know that I'm doing other drugs?
Shannon. Lewis, we already talked about it publicly. We already talked about it publicly.
I know, but I literally took a fucking gum of Coke. That's what I took.
Yeah, so did I.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, you did the Coke, though, right?
I didn't. I don't know.
I'm not lying about it. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah. We tested it. That's my favorite story of all of Skankfest.
Why? Hold on, I don't remember what. It was so fun. First of all, I miss cooking. Doing that one little gum, I was like, dude, all right, tell the story because I think that's part of it is my reaction to it.
We're in the party bus, and some kid's like, don't you want some Coke? And I was like, I don't know, man. And I was like, I don't know, dude. I don't know if this shit's safe or not. And Lewis is like, yeah, I don't know, dude. And I go, you know, a guy told me the way to tell if it's safe is you rub it on your gums, and if your gums go numb, it's clean. So Lewis is like, all right, fuck it, dude. Let's just do it. And he took it.
We got to test it for the boys. I'm testing it for the boys.
And he rubbed it on his gums, and he goes, I feel nothing. And
nothing, like, dude, this is bad. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
And he's saying that, by the way, as I'm rubbing it on my gums, and I'm like, ah, shit. But I'm like, all right, we just rubbed it a little on our gums. It's probably fine. And then, like, literally 10 seconds later, Lewis goes, I can't feel my face, dude.
It was right in here, ice cold, dude. Like, I'd put my face in front of an air conditioner for 5 minutes.
Yeah. I was
like, wow, dude. And it really made me miss it. But I didn't do... Did I... You could be 100% honest.
I don't think either. I don't know if I did either. But that was enough to make me drink so... That night ended with me being woken up in the corner of that strip club at 6 a.m. by two of the hottest Puerto Rican women I've ever seen in my life.
Nice.
And they were like, come on, baby, wake up. Let's do some dances. And I was like, all right, let me get to the ATM. Dude,
that strip club is dangerous, dude. Yeah. What a way to end Skankfest. And I'm sure there'll be a partner again.
It was dangerous throughout.
It was so fun. There were hot strippers, dude. It was a really fun. We went there to scout it before Skankfest. Me, Christine, Rebecca, and I brought my girlfriend. Mm. And they just were like, yeah, dude, VIP bottle service. They fucking hooked us up. We just fucking, it was like awesome.
Dude.
Awesome. Like really, really good times.
I went to bed at 7 a.m. and my phone, because I didn't know I had it turned on, my phone rang through my iPad. Mm. I had it silenced on the phone. I didn't realize the ringer was on through my iPad. My phone rang through my iPod at 10 a.m. and it was Alex. And she was like, can you come do Skankfest, please? And I was like, ugh, all right, fine. And then that's when I hooked up with Nikki.
Legion of Skanks.
Legion of Skanks. And that's when I hooked up with Nikki. That was like my breakfast was coming to Skankfest and drinking whiskey.
You had a hot dog for breakfast.
What a wild time, dude. Skankfest
last
year. That
was a wild
ride. The problem is, like, we keep on, like,
so fun.
Every year there's, like, these, it ends up being, like, pro wrestling in a way, right? Mm-hmm. Where there's, like, these, like, recurring storylines that, like, go on throughout the, Ari's always, like, interwoven. You ended up being, like, that was, like, the
through line
throughout the whole weekend. It kept coming up, but it becomes like pro wrestling. And then at the end of it,
to like close it like
so
that.
So you at the beginning of Skankfest, the first Legion of Skanks of the weekend, you come on the show, you fucking like, fuck it, dude, I'll just, you hook up with this transgender chick who's fucking super cool. Nikki's the shit. I'm sure she'll be at Skankfest as well.
She's the best.
Then like everyone's talking about the weekend. It's like making waves through the comedy community. People are talking about it on big podcasts in Austin. It's like
you see,
so then but it ends like a movie with you singing, I had the time of my life, without realizing, she's right there. She comes up and you start spinning her around and dancing with her. It's
beautiful.
It's fucking, it's just only at Skankfest. Yeah. There's just no, people talk about like festivals. You're just not, you got to be there to experience it. You have to let go of the fact that you're going to be on your feet for 10 hours a day. Like, yeah, you're going to be, you're at a fucking festival. You're partying the whole fucking time. If you're there to sit down and watch comedy shows and just to fucking sit there like a nerd, go to fucking JFL, go to Moon Tower. There's so many festivals where you can just sit down and really experience a few shows and go home. This is not for fucking fat old dorks. This is for people who want to get fucking down and want to watch Joe DeRosa beg a tranny.
That's the thing. Nobody is immersing themselves in the diversity quite like Legion of Skanks. You don't go to Moon Tower and anybody's sucking off a trans
person. It's not happening.
Instead, they have their own show. They're
LA
segregated.
Julie Sebo's article in the LA Times about Skankfest, the blurb said, and Nikki and I both posted it. It said, during the inaugural Legion of Skanks, Joe DeRosa slipped backstage to hook up with a trans woman, a series of events that let festgoers know the festival had begun.
It's the LA Times.
That's amazing.
LA Times.
That's your starter pistol, is Joe getting blown by a dude.
And what's crazy is like...
And they're off.
The festival, we had so much buzz last year from, I mean, everything. Like, all of the blogs and the podcasts, everybody talks about it. And we're not adding a single ticket this year. Just so you know, like the festival, we can add more people. Adding more people would change the dynamic. It has to, like, this is as big as it's going to ever fucking be. Okay. That's the absolute truth. We're not adding, it does not cost more money for the regular tickets. The pre-sale tickets are like 20 more bucks than they were last year. And just the pre-sale parties costing us a lot more money to put together this year. So just the pre-sale is 20 more bucks than it was last year. And the pre-sale is cheaper than the regular 3-day pass. So, and it's still cheaper than the regular 3-day pass. So grab those tickets. Yeah, I don't want to promote it anymore, but it's going to be fucking, we got to top it. I mean, we had like the shit with Ari, for like me and Ari were like battling for years, like pranking each other and doing crazy shit, throwing piss and fucking just, it was such a, what a crazy thing Skankfest is.
I pranked you so hard when he threw piss on me.
It's the most fun, man. It's both years I was there. Excuse me. Both years. Well, the Vegas one, I mean. Both, because this is the third one, right? So the first 2 years, both times I was kind of like, you know, you're coming out of the summer. My birthday is in August. Like September hits, I'm like, all right, I got to take a breath here. I got to just pump the brakes. It's been a summer, whatever. And then Skankfest comes up and I'm like, God damn it. Yeah. Like I can't.
It is in a perfect little wedge of like summer's gone. We're now like looking towards like Halloween, winter. And then you're like, oh, Skankfest is
here.
It's
beautiful.
And then it's that Halloween hits, Thanksgiving hits, Christmas hits, New Year's hits. So, we just get fat and killers. Yeah. It doesn't end, dude. It never ends.
I didn't drink at the first Vegas one at all. I didn't have one drop of alcohol the entire time. No drugs, no alcohol, nothing. And the second one, I partied pretty good for the first 2 days. And then I had to stop because I was going to get like sick. But both times I didn't want to leave.
AIDS. Yeah. He's gonna get AIDS.
Both times I didn't want to leave. Both times I was when the last night was ending, I was like, I wish it was kind of going one more.
We couldn't. So we were also talking about doing it in Florida this year, and we were close. We were close. We did that Carnival Climate event down there. It sort of to test the waters for that event. See as a venue how it could work, and it could work down there. The problem is, dude, first of all, such a counterculture event. People are partying so hard. I get really nervous. Florida is like, they're pretty strict with drugs and shit, dude.
Yeah.
If they got busted, it'd be like a fucking problem.
Yeah.
You know, like Vegas, they don't give a fuck. Weed's legal. Everyone's partying. Every casino is like full of people on Molly and Coke. And the least of their concerns is people fucking at a comedy festival doing some drugs. Mm-hmm. And also just the
I was actually surprised that Houston was so lenient with
Houston
that.
Houston was super cool about it. But Houston's more of a liberal city. Mm-hmm. Vegas is such a fucking crazy, you leave the show and you're on Fremont Street and you're like, your night can just be beginning if you want.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't end, you know, and a couple other things I'll tell people and I'll move on. But I do want to tell people that are going to Skankfest, you know, we're doing a lot of things like we're lowering the drink prices by a few bucks a drink, at least $2 or $3 per drink. Some people on Twitter were saying that they include a 20% gratuity as well. I guess you guys could change the gratuity. Don't just fucking tip them a couple bucks a drink. You don't have to fucking, you know, if they're charging you a lot of money. If I order three drinks and they cost fucking $55, I'm not tipping a fucking, I would tip a $10 tip. Yeah, I would. Hey, you cheap fuck. Stop complaining.
If the gratuity's included?
What?
If the gratuity's included? What are you saying?
If I was charged $18 for a beer, I'm not tipping $4 on a beer.
No,
you tip two.
$2.
Yes. Tip $2. But the gratuity, I think the gratuity was included at the venue.
If the gratuity is included, I don't tip anything on top of it.
No, you don't tip anything. Obviously,
unless
you don't tip
it's like
anything.
Christmas.
Obviously, you don't tip anything on top of it. I'm saying.
Lou's saying you can change it in the iPad.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'm just saying for people were complaining because it was like an $18 beer and then a $4 or $5 tip on top of it. You're like, that's fucking wild. No, I wouldn't do that.
No, I agree with you.
If I was broke, I would go down to the Walgreens across the street and fucking pound tall boys, then come back up and party.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, that's what I would do. Yeah, Flask fixes everything.
Boys, be smart.
Flask, tall boy, wear something with pockets.
Doggy, just figure. It's not that hard to figure it out.
You get two or three tall boys on you.
Yeah, but we did. Here's the thing. We did make the venue, or we made a deal with the venue, so they lower drink prices. We're doing 6 hydration stations this year versus we only had 2 last year. People couldn't find them. There's going to be free water all over the venue. More chairs this year. I think we're opening up another room, spreading things out a little bit more. We learned a lot doing it the past 2 years, so we're always making lots of improvements.
And it always gets better. Like people complain there wasn't enough water. Please remember the first year, we all drank coffee with botulism in it.
We did?
Yeah.
Yeah, our coffee sponsor got recalled.
Yeah, those cans of coffee we were drinking. Everyone was pounding because we didn't have water.
Death Wish coffee.
We got recalled right after that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Send It Subs for supporting today's show. We love Send It Subs. If you want to be at the top of your game and crush your goals, Send It Subs has you covered. I want to talk about their dippable pre-workout, which is a really, really cool product. If you guys are working out, you guys need energy, want energy, instead of chugging a pre-workout drink, which is going to give you jitters and make you want to fucking piss your pants, they have these dippable pouches that give you just as much energy.
Yep, and they're made right here in the good old USA using only the finest all-American ingredients. That means you can trust what you're putting in your body is pure, potent, and powerful. And even though there's a soldier on the logo, Send It is for anyone that uses caffeine to accomplish their goals. Teachers, cops, firemen, shift workers, any and all hardworking Americans.
Right now, go to senditsups.com, senditsupps.com, and use the promo code REAL for a special discount today. All right, let's get back into it. All right, real quick, let's talk about this. I think this is a fun story. The double Big Mac will be available in the U.S. for a limited time later this month. Zach, how excited are you?
I'm over McDonald's. It's too expensive now. I might as well just get diner food.
McDonald's is too expensive.
McDonald's is stupid expensive now.
It is pricey for what it is, but diner food, it doesn't hit the craving that McDonald's hits. That's why you get McDonald's.
Yeah.
Well, because
I don't think it hits me anything. The breakfast will still.
They've changed. I agree with you. I'm the biggest McDonald's fan on earth. I have an actual McDonald's sign in my house that sat outside of a McDonald's. McDonald's sent it to me because I talked so much about McDonald's on Taste Buds. Wow. I love McDonald's.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, something's changed. It doesn't slap like it used to.
Because you're an older man. It also you're getting it as I'm 41 years old. If I just eat bad, I feel it the next day, and I have a hangover similarly to how I would have a hangover from drinking or doing drugs. Like, my body feels run down, my stomach hurts. That's, I think, all of us, as we get older, that's going to be the case. And I think when you're a kid, it's just, you just eat McDonald's. We talked to Lev. I mean, Lev's only 25 years old. He's
25?
Lev is young. He turned 27.
Lev is 27. I thought he was 53 years old. Lev, the comedian Lev. That Lev?
No, Fur.
Lev Fur?
Huh? Yeah, dude, he's 27, dude.
Wait, Lev Fur? Wait a second. Lev, I want to make sure you don't mean an intern here named Lev.
No, Lev Fur, the comedian, the big fat kid, is 27 years old. He's a young, young man.
Holy shit.
But he just talked, he was on the show, it's coming out Friday, but he just talked about, he was on the road for his birthday, he just ordered, $70 worth of McDonald's in Canada, and just he listed his whole order, and I'm like, dude, how could you fucking I couldn't, if I simply ate just the double Big Mac, I'm intrigued. I've been at McDonald's. I don't even know the last time I had McDonald's, but I love a Big Mac.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I need four patties?
That sounds like a sloppy disaster.
I'm gonna try that. I've only ever seen it in Canada. They used to have it in Canada.
They had a double Big Mac in Canada.
They had it in Montreal, which is one of the reasons it pissed me off that Montreal was so snotty against Americans. Because it's like, you guys are fucking animals. You have a double Big Mac.
Can I say what they need to do? Okay, and I'm sure I can do this. If I went to McDonald's right now, I can go, hey, hear me out. We're gonna reinvent the burger. All right, whatever you're doing stinks. All right. What I want is the same patties you use for the double quarter pounder with cheese, the same bread you use for the double quarter pounder with cheese, but then I want the shredded lettuce, some pickles, and some Big Mac sauce, and a double quarter pounder Big Mac hybrid gives you everything that you fucking want, doggy. Because those little thin fucking patties, those are shitty fucking patties.
I'll tell you the easiest way to order that for you. I'm going to make your
life
easier.
Just the way I did it.
No. Ready? I'm going to
get a job there.
Get a job there.
Go through the training.
Work at McDonald's, open a franchise. No, just Lewis, walk up and go, hear me out. I would really love, I want a Big Mac, but I want it with quarter pounder patties. I'll pay you whatever I have to pay. I'll buy both sandwiches, but I want you to make the
Big Mac. You might also be able to say, I want a double quarter pounder with cheese, but Big Mac style.
Well, Big Mac sauce, shredded lettuce, and the pickles. That's what makes it a Big Mac, right?
Yeah. So say I want a Big Mac, but I want it with quarter pounder patties.
Well, no, but you also need the quarter pounder bread. You need the quarter pounder bread. And to be honest with you, what I also want is
Big Mac bread is the quarter pounder bread.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Joe, I'll come over there. I will fucking fight you.
Can I tell you why it's the same bread?
Do you want to fucking stop crossing your fingers at me, Joe?
Can I tell you why?
I thought we were friends.
Can I tell you? We are friends. Can I tell you why it's the same bread?
Please tell me.
Because they slice the excess of the top and the bottom to make the middle thing.
No,
it's the same fucking bun,
no.
dude. Yes.
No, they go through an entire, they have a machine that they invented to fucking slice out the middle of the fucking.
It's called a knife.
I promise you.
Yeah, well, tomato, tomato.
They invented a machine to murder my father. Really? Really? Just for him.
The T-1000.
I promise you, it's the same Shannon, bun.
Look that,
they just
Google,
cut it
Google
different.
That right now. Is it the same bun? Because no, I think it's a smaller bun in the circumference of it.
I think it's
you
just the Big
a special
Mac
made middle bun,
nigga. I'm sorry, I had to. Okay?
That Popeyes.
You're talking. By the way, you're talking to a man who frequently orders a quarter pounder and a Big Mac together and eats both.
So you know the circumference of these burgers.
They're I'd be shocked if it was a different bun.
You're not positive. I'm cracking it, dude.
Dude, 100%. You got me on your side now because
let me just show you that. Look at Joe. Look at Joe, unsure of himself now.
At the very least, they're pre-cut. At the very least, they
Google,
are pre-cut, probably preset down.
They do not slice
the
center. They do not slice
Here's
the center.
I'm saying.
I'm not even positive that there's sesame seeds on a quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah, there are. There definitely
I'm not
are.
Even positive.
There definitely are.
What did McDonald's do with the remaining top buns?
It's here.
I'm going to kill you.
The answer is
whatever
here.
That question no. Is not what we're talking about.
It is, right no, now. Because I read it before I clicked on it. It says that it's different than the quarter pounder buns. Because
the Big Mac uses three halves of burger buns. Does anyone know what they do with the remaining
Hold on,
half?
Let me go back here just so you see it right here. It says the Big Mac bun is made from all tall buns sliced into third. It's not the same item as the quarter pounder bun.
Damn, bitch.
Is it the same circumference, though?
Damn, bitch. That is my...
This is negligible.
I want,
this, look
I want the circumference of the... No, quarter pounder is way bigger, dude. It's way wider. It's the circumference... You're not a fat guy, Joe.
It's whopper
You're
thick.
A skinny guy with fat features. This is a different thing, dude. I live my whole life as a fucking fat guy. We have different perspective on these
but
things.
But I eat like a fat show.
I know, but you're not... I don't even got to see it. I can feel that it's different, okay, dude?
All right. I'll give you
look at it, dude.
God, I'm so hungry Zach, right now.
I think they're different.
Why don't you say something sooner, asshole?
Because it's funnier this way.
Could I have some more coffee?
Shannon, what is the circumference of a Big Mac and what is the circumference of a quarter pounder? Just to put this to bed. Because also what I want to do is now I want them to take the bottom of the quarter pounder bun... I want the middle bun now. The Big Mac double quarter pounder is where it's at, and it's kind of what I want to eat right now.
You have to order both sandwiches and assemble it yourself.
I don't think so. I think I can simply get a cool person at McDonald's. You can't go to like the West Thank 4th you. McDonald's. They'll shoot you. Motherfucker, what'd you say?
The birthplace of world star.
Yeah, no, dude. No,
God.
You need to go to like a night. You need to go to suburban McDonald's.
Yeah.
Where it's fucking white kids. Dude, I've talked about this before.
But they're
too.
All on fucking
dude, the McDonald's.
Dude.
McDonald's in the hood. Dude, you go to McDonald's in the city. It's all fucking black moms that work there. They suck, dude. They suck at their jobs. It's where they're at in fucking life. You go to the suburbs, dude. It's a white 17-year-old. It's their first job. They're learning responsibility. Wow. They're showing up. Dude,
this got so much more racist than
dude,
I thought it was going to
be.
Built on nothing. Every white teenager that works at McDonald's is literally
kids.
Leaned over.
They're
a
good kids,
fentanyl.
Dude. No, they're good kids.
Everybody, first of all, everybody that works in a cash register business right now is on edibles. Like 100% of the people that can't count change.
Shannon, do I have
Everything
any edibles
in
that
motion.
Room?
I have some. Do you want one?
What type do you have?
From Village Sensation, the owner Kenny in Nanuet. They're called. Actually, apropos of this conversation, they're called BK Broilers.
How many milligrams?
100 each.
Yeah. Jesus,
let me get two of those.
They're good.
You can eat 200 milligrams.
I'm going to eat another 600 right now.
I'll do two with you. All right.
Yes, dude. Edible Wednesdays.
I watched Lewis do 800 before we started working yesterday.
You can eat 800 milligrams of weed.
And those chocolate bar ones are good.
Yeah.
Wait, but what does it do to you?
My mouth gets dry and my spine feels nice.
But, like, are you impaired? I mean, you must be, but...
He's impaired before he takes them.
Yeah.
Like, to what extent are you... Yeah, I mean, to what extent are you impaired?
I mean, I'm currently 600 milligrams.
Right this second.
That's a lot.
And you can just function normal? You have no...
Do you call this normal?
I don't know. It's
Joe, I've been fighting with you this whole show for no reason. I'm very paranoid.
It's not. Yeah, I was going to say, do you get any level of paranoia?
Does this guy got a good deal? He's got a good hookup?
He's not
going
to
answer me. Here, I'll show you that.
That's, I guess, the
keep the packaging. On the package, it says, do not fuck around.
How many can you eat?
I can eat not as much as that. I can't eat 600. That's fucking.
But can you eat like 400?
Well,
God, I feel like I look like a fat pig now. I keep seeing myself on the stupid monitor. I hate it.
That's me.
So how much does this cost? How much money does this cost?
$40.
It's not bad.
Oh, I hate weed so much. I hate it with all my soul.
It feels good.
It exposes how you really feel?
No, I used to love it, and it makes me so paranoid now. I can smoke a little bit if I'm shit-faced. I'm just a booze guy through and through. Yeah. I'm always going to be a booze guy. Like, I just, it's truly who I am.
Yeah.
I want to start smoking cigarettes again, too. I'm thinking about taking it back up, because, my God,
I just
watched Maestro, and cigarettes have never looked so good to me in my life.
Was that good?
Pretty good.
Let's see. Amy's Winehouse's baby daddy in the Race Live chat said, and he falls asleep with his eyes open like LOS last night. You know, Amy Winehouse's baby daddy, you fucking cocksucking piece of shit. You know, I'm silly when I'm on edibles.
Contagious? Yeah, me too.
Are you contagious?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
All right.
And I went like this.
I know, but you don't have any contagious shit, right?
No, I do not.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I don't mean to be a dick.
No, it's all right. I understand. It's
a big show. Big show Saturday.
Calm down, fucking...
Howard Hughes.
Grandma Howard Hughes?
Yeah. Oh, what, am I scared to get sick when I have to work for the next 2 weeks? Yeah, I'm nervous
fucking
about it.
Lewis failing at a joke, saying it, realizing Zach's is better, repeating it.
You don't get this version of me not on edibles.
This is the best version of me, dude.
Look, sometimes I'm going to forget what we're talking about. Sometimes my mind's going to leave the conversation.
The most important takeaway from that whole thing was something that Lewis would never do sober, is he thanked you after.
I'm kinder on edibles. Shannon, hold on. Am I not a kinder human being lately?
Lately. Today, not so much.
Shut
but
up,
lately,
bitch. You want to die?
Lately in general,
you want to die today?
This is like a new thing you're doing, this do you want to die thing. That's new today.
She hates that. She hates when I threaten her life.
It's like when guys go, I drive better drunk. Yeah?
We kind of do. Not drunk.
We're careful.
Way more careful, dude. Yeah. I was like, dude, I got a fucking eyes on the road.
I've never understood drunk drivers that go like 80.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I've never thought of that. Like, every time I'm even moderately impaired behind the wheel, I am totally locked in.
Every
just going
asshole drunk. That's an asshole sober, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying people don't get drunk and bad stuff doesn't happen and they're good, whatever. But I'm saying for the most part, every drunk or addict or whatever that does shitty things when they're impaired, they're usually pretty shitty when they're straight too. You know? I have found it.
Yeah, what they do you use it as an excuse to let go a little bit? Now, this is when a girl's being a slut, she's drunk, right? The guy's being an asshole when he's drunk or at a drug or whatever it is. There's a moment, I do the same thing. There's a moment where you go, you let yourself, it's like looking at a seeing eye book. You have to let yourself go to it. So if you're a dickhead deep down, you're fucking, those are the only people who get into fights, fist fights in a bar. Only dickheads, they're a dickhead in the morning. They're not just dickheads when they're fucking drunk. They just allow themselves the excuse.
Well, remember Burr used to have that bit, and it was so perfectly summed it all up, where he talked about like his roommate was an addict. And he goes, why don't you do the fucking dishes, man? You said you were going to do dishes. And he's like, the roommate's like, I'm sorry, man. I just got a lot of stuff coming up right now. And I'm dealing. And he goes, no, you're just a fucking asshole, man. And like, that's true. Like, I know so many guys that get sober and in their sobriety, they're assholes. And I don't mean like in the dry drunk sense. I mean in the sense of like, it's still all about them. Son of a bitch, Zach.
Sorry, you got me. I apologize. I'm so self-conscious now.
Did he really got me right in the side of the face with that one?
I'm so sorry.
Big Mac, he had Big Mac sauce in your eye.
The sesame seed.
Yeah, yeah. But it's true. Like, it's like, how many people do you know that
get a full Mike and Ike?
I love Mike and Ike. Really
I got Cadbury cream in my eye.
No, that was you the first day of Skankfest.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a longtime supporter of this show. I love YoDelta.com. They have great gummies and vapes. Their gummies have been getting me really fucking high lately. Super duper potent and legally shipped in almost 50 states.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. They can be legally shipped to most states and it gets you really high. Yo Delta has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs, but let me tell you, Delta 8 works, and these products need to be taken responsibly.
Right now, just go to YoDelta.com and use the promo code GAS when you check out, and you're going to save 25% off your order today. Once again, YoDelta.com, promo code GAS. All right, where were we?
But it's like, I was talking to my friend about this the other day. It's like when the sober person calls you and they're like, listen, man, I'm going through my steps and I just want to, like, get the fuck away from me,
dude. Well,
that's
a dead shit.
I don't give a shit.
Well, sobriety
in
general.
Go do your thing.
Look, I don't want to fucking knock anybody, but anybody who's like fucking posting on the internet, like, sober fucking 8 years today, shut up, faggot. We don't care. We don't fucking care about your sobriety and your chip, doggy. That's for you. That's a you thing. That's not for... We think it sucks. We think you're a fucking herb. We think you're boring, or we think that you don't have any fucking self-control.
Three things I don't care about. You're going to hate one of these. That
doggy,
I'm about
please.
To say.
Doggy, hold on. Finger on this button.
I got the
don't
cans
come at me,
off.
Joe.
I can't hear you.
Joe, don't
I'm not
come
coming at you. Three things I don't care about, though. Ready? Your sobriety on IG. Your kids on IG. Don't relax.
I only post them in my stories, really.
Okay. There was a third one. No. That was the one I thought you were going to get mad at. There was a third one.
Assigned gender.
Assigned gender. No. No. And then any sort of... you do this. The gratitude posts.
You don't like that?
Yours aren't bad because it's literally like
post?
We went to a
because
pumpkin patch.
Because you know that I'm also looking spiraling off the planet about to kill myself.
What's a gratitude post? Describe what a gratitude post is.
Like a good version of a gratitude post. Like Cannon will post a picture with his family and be like, we had a nice Halloween. We went to a pumpkin patch. I'm really grateful. Like it's like, it's some that's great.
Something to remind myself not to kill myself.
Yes. That's great. But the ones I'm talking about, and I'm not just saying that because you're sitting here.
It's
that's
not great.
Great.
It's
no,
not
no,
great.
No. Those are, I mean it. Those that's like a healthy, like, hey, man. Stop and smell the roses. It's a beautiful thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people like
dude, that's
posting
fucking,
their...
That should be on the fucking sign outside, you know, the sandwich board outside
them with
shop.
Their fucking...
Holy shit.
Stop and smell the roses, dude.
On my sandwich shop?
Yeah, dude, on the sandwich board.
All right. We'll talk about it at our company retreat at the stand.
First order of business, chalkboard slogans.
Guys, have fun. Knock yourselves out. They got burgers. Voss is on in 10 minutes.
Yeah, dude.
But I'm trying to think of like a better. I just all that best life bullshit. It's
well,
like
yeah,
nobody
I can't
cares.
That. I don't like any of that. I don't like if you post yourself crying on the internet. Ugh, that's so fucking that's whack.
Yeah.
Like imagine like you see people doing it. It's like you're like they'll have a baby and then they'll
just
post a picture
you.
Of them like like dude, you stopped having the moment.
Yeah.
And you have to remove yourself from the moment in such a fucking borderline sociopathic way where you go, I feel this, like I'm crying. If you're really feeling it, you go, let me stop. Let me capture this for others. Let me press record, let me set the angle, let me fucking say it, maybe go maybe through two or three takes. It's psychotic behavior.
It's psychotic because, one, you either have to maintain the emotion throughout taking it out of your pocket, throughout pressing record, or you're faking it.
Yeah.
and you're throwing your kids
I just,
out. Too,
I actually posted this one time. There was a picture of me and my son holding hands, right? Like walking down the street holding hands. Do you know how fake this photo was? You know the angle? In order to get the angle of me and my son holding hands walking the street, we have to stop walking down the street and have to put my arm up like this and hold him there. He starts fucking crying. I'm like, fucking sit there. I'm taking a fucking picture right now. And I gotta fucking get this perfect shot and then put it in fucking sepia tone like a fucking fag. Ooh. Ooh, it makes me mad.
I remembered the third one I hate.
Please.
Anything that's, I'll expand my number two to not just kids. Anything with your family, I can't fuck off.
Family.
Yeah, a happy Mother's Day to my beautiful. Go fuck yourself.
We're
Send
doing this on
card.
The show. We're doing this on the show as we're rating everyone. We're waiting until Mother's Day to do this. As we are rating all of our comedian friends' mom in order of fuckability. So we're gonna create like a fucking chart. But we're gonna wait till Mother's Day when everyone posts the pictures of their mothers. We're gonna get like hot young moms, and we're gonna fucking.
Oh, that's funny.
Maybe we shouldn't even know the names of the comedians. We should just talk about.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah, we should just. We'll find
that
out afterwards.
Be part of it. Guess.
After.
Yeah.
This is the way to do it. Shannon, you got to do all the research on this and pull all the pictures because we'll do the entire thing and then afterwards we'll reveal who the moms are.
Nice.
And it'll be great. Calling Mark Norman's mom a pig.
The, I remember the third one. The third one is any profession of love to your significant other. I can't fucking stand when people put up these lengthy like love letters in the caption to their wife on Mother's Day or their anniversary or whatever the fuck it is. It's like, guys, is everything a fucking performance? Is everything for somebody else to help you get further traction?
Can I say most people, let me say, are you saying just comedians or just anybody in general?
That's anybody.
Anybody.
But that is performative love for, like, weird. That's usually a relationship in
trouble. So let me say this. If you're a just a regular person who is not involved in the performing arts and you're not trying to build a social media presence, I have absolutely no problem with you posting pictures of your family, posting pictures of your kids. That's how they communicate. In this world, Jay, stop being such a cynic, dude. In this world, people are on Instagram and Facebook, and they communicate and they share pictures. This is how it is. Back in the day, we would send our grandmothers little fucking square pictures, and we'd send it to them in the mail because we got our school photos.
Those are called stamps, Lewis.
I understand what you're saying. The reason I would disagree is because the difference is, it's one thing if you go, guys, I'm going to create a family feed for the family, and that's where I'm going to put pictures for all of us to see. That's not what the average person does. The average person puts it out there to anybody that wants to look at their fucking feed. Sometimes it's private until whatever. But it's even if you're just doing it amongst, like you're saying, amongst the neighbors.
Yeah.
It's still performative. It's the modern day version of the guy washing his new car in front.
It's not even just that. I'll tell you right now, it's even worse than that. It actually has way more negative effects on society because you have a whole world of people that, for the most part, and this is me too, all of us, we're just trying to figure it out. Most of us haven't really figured it out. I only know a few people who genuinely have their shit together, like in a real way, right? Mm. And everyone's trying to figure it out, but everyone is pretending that they have it not only figured out, but that they're fucking killing it. Right. Everyone is fucking posting just the fucking great photos, the great meals, the filters, the angles, them just killing it, killing it, killing it. And human beings, we're walking around being like, fuck, dude, I'm not killing it. You feel bad because it feels like everyone else is fucking killing it.
Yeah. Right.
And what happens is everyone is pretending to kill it instead of doing what's necessary to actually fucking kill it.
That's why I say.
And that's why there's a lot. I agree with you completely. And yeah. I don't let my son on social media. And I think there's a lot of negativity to it. But I don't just inherently. Family is one of the only things that I give people.
Your love letter, your heartfelt love letter to your husband or to your wife or to whomever.
Oh yeah, just hand that to them.
Should be for you to share privately and build a beautiful private life together. It's insane to me that people put it out there publicly. Nobody on earth, your anniversary. I can't think of a less important day to me
than
somebody else's anniversary.
Yeah,
like it's so crazy. I barely remember.
But it's barely showing the person. I'm gonna devil's advocate a little bit because you are showing the person that they're important enough for you to then showcase to the world. And the one thing that I forget about,
a chick wants that shit, dude. If you got a fucking cute chick,
for sure,
she fucking wants.
She doesn't get it every other fucking selfie.
No,
you
so
post.
This is my next point is that we get applause, right? Our jobs, we get applause, we get literal positive affirmation on a nightly basis. The general public does not receive almost any public affirmation or any kind of like good job, well done. So social media for them is truly just to get any affirmation that they're doing the right thing.
And it's accolades. You it feels good. You get somebody to like your shit. Also, there's another side of it. Yeah, if it's my anniversary with my chick, I post something being like, yeah, you know, whatever. It's because
I'm guilty of everything you just said.
And I'm guilty of it too.
Yeah.
But it's not because I'm going like, look at my anniversary, everyone care.
Sure.
It's literally because I know she cares.
Yes.
And if I don't post fucking happy anniversary or happy birthday or something like that, she's just going to, women are fucking, they're just.
And it's not even that they want it. It's that their friends get it. And women covet what their friends get.
Mm. Yeah.
So if their friend got the same thing.
All right. Well,
and that's why, look, if you want to get your fucking dick sucked, Joe, sometimes you post a little fucking happy birthday to your bitch. I want to get my dick sucked. I just want to get my dick sucked. Hey, this is it, dude.
Happy birthday doesn't bother me quite as much because it's kind of like, sometimes your birthday's in the bio or whatever, and you're saying, oh, I'm wishing happy birthday. It's public knowledge or whatever.
You're just a cynical motherfucker.
You know, I just think I think coveting is the explanation, but it is not a decent justification.
There's
I think it's a societal issue.
And I think that there is a comparative lifestyle that we're all living that's becoming deranged. It's fucking deranged. Yeah. There's an amazing interview with a divorce attorney on Soft White Underbelly on YouTube. He talks about, he's like, nobody should ever get married. It's not a good thing to do.
Really?
This is a divorce attorney undercutting his own business.
You hear that, babe?
Saying you should not get married. But he goes, you'd be astounded by how many clients I have coming in that I'm representing who are actively getting divorced, who are on Instagram still as it's happening, posting happy selfies.
Well, that's the thing. I see this happen all the time.
And so my
sister's the perfect example of this. My sister, if you look at her Instagram, she's fucking hot.
Is she really? I bet she is. I bet your sister's smoking.
No, she's not. Dude, she's a fucking old mom. But she uses these filters. She makes herself like skinny from fucking angles. She has lost a bunch of weight doing jiu-jitsu. I'm really proud of her. But you would just assume, that her life, like, dude, she's like, she got a picture with her new dog and she'll post a picture with her dog and she's like, I love Daisy. This dog is a fucking nightmare. This dog is genuinely a true fucking nightmare who adding this dog to her life is probably the reason that her marriage failed. And I really mean this, okay? Adding that chaos to her fucking life was the last thing. Like, that was it. It was like, she couldn't, like, it was just adding a wild fucking puppy.
It was the scout to her relationship.
Yeah, dude. And it fucking really...
I'm going to follow her and I'm going to write that in the comments. But
if you... If you look at my sister's Instagram, you would think that she's killing it. She's happy. She's this bitch has never been less happy. She's listening.
Sadly.
She's just sadly listening.
Tell the dog to shut up. They're talking about me.
Yeah, I think it's a really crazy. I mean, even with the like even in the career sense, look, man, you know, if I try to post about like a special show that I get to do or whatever, because I'm trying to show the venue and the fans, I appreciate that you came out and you made this special. But this thing where people are posting every fucking week, look how well the tickets are selling and look at how good this is and look at how great
just
this is.
Say,
like,
Bert.
It becomes like deranged after a while, you know? Like it's, but we all do it.
It's not, Bert is at the highest level and he's actually selling those tickets. The problem is that a lot of people that aren't,
by the way,
are making
Bert,
it look like they are.
Bert doesn't do that. Bert just posts pictures from his show where
it looks awesome.
He's throwing water all over his tits and you're like, I don't know, they seem like they're having fun.
You know? Bert really does act like a whore college student in the 90s. Just tits come out. Just a fucking party. Just never really any complaints. Just like, God damn it, Bert's a good time.
With his weird lineup of openers.
I agree. But I think a lot of that is like they're trying. It's almost you fake it till you make it. I remember I had a conversation with Andrew Schultz years and years and years and years ago. Like when we were first starting out, we were both doing like Eastville on the weekends, right? Yeah. And Schultz had done his first tour and he was doing his first tour in Canada he just finished it. It was a Canadian tour. He was dating that Canadian bitch back in the day. And he went and did, I want to say 8 shows across Canada. Right. And it's so funny now, cause it was at the time I was like, wow, dude, I was like, holy shit, dude, like a tour. That's fucking wild. We were like really young. We were still hosting, was not even featuring yet. Like really, really young in comedy. And he was like, no, I'm just going to go and fucking do a tour. And I asked him about it. I was like, dude, how'd you sell tickets? And he was like, I didn't. He was like, half the shows. He was like, I canceled a couple shows. He was like, half the shows didn't have anybody in them. Some of the shows did all right. He was like, but he was like, you know, nobody else knows that. He was like, I just went on a tour. And he was like, that in itself, like at that level where it was at,
right?
He was just sort of faking it. And I don't think there was a wrong philosophy. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he was being a phony or faking anything. He was like literally saying, no, I'm selling myself as somebody who should be going on fucking tour, even though he may not necessarily have even been ready. And I think a lot of people are sort of, they see that. And they see that blueprint.
That's the thing. When that blueprint gets into the hands of the untalented,
that's
when it becomes just a mess.
Well, also too, though, even when it's in the hands of the successful, there's a way to do it where you're like, okay, I get it, dude. You've got a business to run. You know, even McDonald's has to write 1 billion served or whatever outside. You know, I get that part of it. But it crosses a line with a lot of comedians where it's like, dude, this is just self-praise and gloating now. Yeah. There's no
I hate the picture of the fucking the picture of like the theater before there's like I mean I hate it now. Granted, I'm not performing in theaters, and it would be look really sad for me to post a picture of a 110 seat comedy club. Look, guys, look at the empty comedy club that will be half full later.
It's a, it's a weird thing to ask for too. Like, I took mine at Gramercy out of sheer obligation, and I felt like even asking them to do it, I felt super.
But we do the Legion of Skanks shows, right? With Big J and Dave, we did the Wilbur. We did a couple of big theater shows, right? And it's like, yeah, dude, Jay's people. It's like, yeah, dude, take those pictures. Make sure you guys are doing those. Like, when you have the real industry behind it, and it's kind of soulless, to be honest with you. Like, the, doing it feels kind of like fucking soulless. But it's like, I have to give up some of that cool factor sometimes, right? And I do that, but like, I wouldn't, I post on Instagram, and I'm like, I'm not using a hashtag. That's the fucking, it makes me sick to use a hashtag. But it's like, what is the, like...
No, there's that's what I'm saying. There's a line. I will absolutely be posting photos from Gramercy on Saturday. It's a big show. It's an important show. Yeah. I'm not, again, like, there's a business side to it, but people cross a certain line where every fucking thing every week is something about what they achieved or what they did. And what, and it's like, bro, you're doing well. Congratulations. You know what I mean? It's almost to me like if Elon Musk was posting screenshots of every bank deposit he made. You know, you're like, we get it, bro. You're doing very well.
It's enough. What is? We got to go kind of soon, but I want to talk about this real quick. There was a boy, 13 years old. He becomes the first documented player to beat Tetris. That's the first time anybody's beat Tetris.
I saw. He broke it. It crashed. He went far enough that it crashed.
So Tetris is supposed to be a game that never ends. Is that what it is?
How far along on the spectrum was he?
I don't know.
Like, was he communicative?
Which version of Tetris was it, though? That's the one thing.
The first, I believe.
The Nintendo version?
Yeah. Shannon, do we have any more information on this? Any videos?
Yeah, I have the moment where it happens.
Okay.
It's actually like 157, I think. The level doesn't read the right way here.
Level 157.
There, it just happened there. Oh my God. See the score max, the top, the level.
Yeah, he maxed it out and it crashed.
Oh, he maxed out the score.
But like, the people at Tetris confirm that like he did beat it.
That's wild.
Can I also say somebody probably did this in the 90s before there was social media culture.
Or before you could film.
Before you could film it, before anybody cared.
I should film
just
this.
Some fucking Chinese kid in his room who was like, oh, cool, and put his controller down and then went on to the next game. It just wasn't whatever this little fucking queer.
Jesus, Lewis. It's a little kid.
Fucking go outside, virgin. Jesus fucking Christ.
All right.
He's up like 9.
He's 13.
Virgin. He looks like he's 9.
He's 13 years old. He's going to be fucking.
You want James fucking at 13?
I want him not to be crying because he beat Tetris.
No, I would. If my kid did that, I would think it was the coolest fucking thing on earth.
It's cool.
Yeah.
My son started playing the UFC game. Yesterday.
Oh, for God's sakes.
He fucking digs it. It's fucking badass.
The UFC video game?
Yep.
I make At least play a cool fighting game.
Dude, anytime he brings home his homework, geometry, any of the other shapes, I'm like, fucking beat it, dude. Octagon only. I only let him recognize octagons.
But I mean, if you're going to play a fighting game, play Mortal Kombat. Play a thing where you can like rip spines out and shit. Don't play one that's just like real life.
Hey, man, what is it? What is Joe's issue with me today, dude?
It's not an issue with you. It's an issue with your son.
Tetris is a game that it just, I never really gave a fuck. It was cool, but just wasn't addicting the same. I watched the Tetris movie, which was kind
of
cool.
The Game Boy version of Tetris, which they talk about a lot in that movie, was the version of Tetris where I was like, oh, now I get it, because it's so addicting. Certain puzzle games are very addicting, certain ones. And that, you know, that Nintendo version of Tetris is one of the good, that and the Game Boy are like the two, I think, like quintessential versions, in my opinion, of Tetris.
Yeah, Tetris was a fun game. I just didn't get addicted to it the same way that other people got addicted to it.
Everybody handed me the game and nobody told me like how to win. I just put it together that you have to get like blocks together and shit, but I've never known the rules of Tetris, and that's why I'm able to put it down immediately.
Well, I mean, I guess so. A Tetris is when you get all five.
Four.
Or it's four?
It's when you make four lines disappear.
Four lines at the same time, you get a Tetris. So that's the max points you can get, so you're constantly looking for that. So you don't want to make the first or second line disappear. You want to try to shape it in a way where you can get all four.
Gotcha.
So that's how you get... you know, maximum.
Yeah, but then the problem with that is as you try to build towards a tetra, you can make single or double or triple lines disappear. Mm-hmm. The problem is as you build towards trying to get the four at once,
the, you keep knocking
the thing
it down
is getting... filling up.
Right.
So you have to strategically choose when it's worth it, when it's not, blah, 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 right?
See, yeah. If I had literally, I mean, I was terrified to ask questions as a kid, so thank you guys for the explanation.
There you go.
Sure.
It was fine. It just wasn't, I do play video games a lot. I play Warzone, I mean, probably almost daily at this point, but it's...
Oh, wait, Warzone's Call of Duty?
Yeah, Call of Duty Warzone.
Oh, that's right. I got...
In fact, you know what? I'll plug my new streaming channel, guys. Go subscribe to youtube.com/@LewisJGames, G-A-M-E-Z. You're going to call it Gamez. They're going to all call it Gamez, but that's fine. Louis J. Gamez, that's okay. Ha ha. Get your fucking laughs out now, cocksuckers. But I'm no longer putting the gaming streams on...
You should call it Gamez. That's a good... That's good.
Louis J. Gamez, guys.
Seriously.
At Louis J. Gamez on YouTube. Yeah. It's my new channel, and I'm no longer going to be putting the game streams on my YouTube channel. That's just going to be for Real Ass Podcast and for stand-up.
I'm going to think about starting a thing like that.
Like a streaming thing?
Maybe streaming, but like...
Do you play video games?
I collect, yeah. Play a lot of video games. But really? I think I'm going to start finally this, like... I just built this, like... throwback room in my house of like all my collectibles and shit. Oh, cool. I think I'm gonna finally start doing a solo podcast where I'm talking about all the shit I collect. It's fun to talk about, and then like some of it'll be playing games.
Joe's fucking whatever. Joe's like a crazy person. He's like, no, people are gonna love it. His microphone's not even plugged in. All my collectibles.
I did an Instagram stream in there yesterday, and I started laughing on the stream, and I was like, what is wrong with me? I was like, I build a man cave in the top of the house where I live alone. I was like, I didn't have to build a room. This could just be all through my home. Yeah. And I have a place to go hide. It's so crazy.
Well, anyway, subscribe to my new gaming channel. I'm going to be gaming there tonight for the first time.
Sweet.
So, yeah, I got a little gaming room set up in my house now.
Nice, dude.
As well. All right, we're going to wrap this one up. Lots of fun. These guys are the shit. Support Cannon and DeRosa in everything that they do. We'll be back on Friday. Exclusive episode just for subscribers. Really fun show we recorded with Lev Fur and Kitty Boy. Kitty Boy. And, yeah, we'll check you guys then. Peace.
That's all, folks.